this earning of reward, this merit, is entirely by grace, Augustine will say. Any merit we have is by grace, because we get merit by loving God and doing works of love. And since the love that we have for God is a gift of grace, all of our merit, which comes from this love, comes from God's grace. There's no merit apart from grace for Augustine. And that's a crucial principle for most medieval theology, and certainly for Augustine, for Luther. Although, in fact, what Luther will do is say, "Oh, we don't have merit at all. We don't have merit at all." And Protestants are more or less allergic to the very term merit. Let me say a little bit in its favor before I go on, because we're going to hear a lot against it. What Augustine is thinking is, as you get closer to God along this long journey, becoming fuller and fuller of the love of God, because, of course, that's how you become closer to God, right? You don't become physically closer. Everywhere in the physical world is close to God. It's by loving God more and more that we become more like God and therefore closer to God. So the deeper, the more ardent our love is, the more we are like God, the closer we are to God, and the more worthy we are of being with God. That's where merit comes in. To get closer to God is to be more worthy of God. Shouldn't it be so? As our love gets deeper, don't we in fact become better people? Shouldn't that be what's happening? So that's what merit is. It means that as we are on this journey toward God, we're on this journey home. When we get home, that's where we belong. We deserve to be there. We wouldn't be there if we didn't deserve to be there. We are now fit and worthy of the place we come to, this place called heaven, which is really the place where we see God. That's the notion of merit. It's not some awful notion about earning brownie points. It can degenerate into that, but it's not that way in Augustine. It's not that way in the best medieval theologians. All right, but we'll get to merit in a minute. I want to talk about why Protestants became allergic to the notion of merit. But to set up that contrast between Protestants and Catholics on merit, let me read you one more Augustinian Catholic in the Middle Ages, a man named Anselm, writing in the 12th century, but very, very much a representative of this Augustinian paradigm at its best. He writes a treatise which begins with a prayer, and let me read you from this prayer. And this will give you a wonderful, I think, example of Augustinian spirituality. Anselm says in his prayer, "What shall I do, O Lord Most High? What shall this exile do, so far from Thee? What shall thy servant do, tormented by love for thee, and cast so far from thy face? I pant to see thee, and thy face is too far from me. I long to come to thee, and thy dwelling place is inaccessible. I desire to seek thee, and do not know thy face. Lord, thou art my God, thou art my Lord, and never have I seen thee. It is thou that hast made me, and yet I do not know thee. I was created to see thee, and yet I have not done that for which I was created. Oh, miserable condition of humanity, who have lost that for which we were made. We've lost the blessedness for which we are made and found the misery for which we were not made. Humanity did once eat the bread of angels. Now it is the bread of sorrow. Oh, the universal lamentation of the children of Adam. He was filled with abundance. We sigh with hunger. He had plenty. We beg and pray. How miserable. Think what we've lost being driven from paradise." That's original sin, folks. It's this loss of our fellowship with God, and all the rest of our lives is an attempt to get back to what we've lost, to get back home. "Look with grace upon us, O Lord," Anselm resumes. "Take pity upon us as we strive after thee, for without thee we can do nothing." That's the doctrine of grace. "O come help us, Lord," the help of grace. "O Lord, I am bent down, looking only earthward. O raise me up so that I might turn my gaze upward and see thee. Let me look up at thy light. Let me seek thee by longing for thee, and long for thee as I seek. Let me find thee by loving thee, and let me love thee when I find thee." Notice how this prayer works. Anselm is not afraid of hell. He's dealing with the misery of his present life far from God. That's the problem he has. Not how to escape going to hell, but how do I get out of my current misery, my farness from God? I'm so far away from God. I'm in exile. How do I get home? Right? The keynote here is not fear, but longing, desire. What he's afraid of is where he is right now, in the misery of this earthly life. Now contrast a different paradigm for the end of our lives. This is a paradigm shared by Luther and Calvin, the two great Protestant reformers. I'll give you a version from both.